Okay, Mark, can you hear me?
Yes.
Very well. Okay, I am here at our state convention in Indianapolis, Indiana, where the services are free this weekend. And I have a group of Federationists and visitors here. We want to demonstrate and learn a little bit more about the service and through you. Is that okay?
Great.
Okay. All right. Now, where are you located at?
I'm located on the West Coast. I'm just outside of Portland, Oregon.
Okay, and can you tell me where I'm located at right now?
Yeah, hang on, let me pull the map up. You are right smack in the southwest corner of the Embassy Suites by Hilton, Indianapolis.
Okay, now could you tell me what are the nearest restaurants to me?
Yeah, hang on one second. You're right near a Costco, if that counts as a restaurant.
If you're very There's hungry.
A... I'm sorry?
I said if you're very hungry.
Exactly. There's a couple places. You're right near the a big intersection with an interstate, which is called 465 and sometimes 52 and sometimes 421. Anyways, there's a bunch of restaurants up near there. There's a place called Beef and Board's Dinner Theater. There's a Chick-fil-A near you. Let me just see if some others pop up. Oh, gosh, yes. Sorry. there's a Hyderabad House, which is very, very close to you, like almost on the same property as you. There's a White Castle. There's a Pixabees, Chicken Fingers and Buffalo Wings, Famous Days, Barbecue, El Mezcal, Mexican Grill and Cantina, all within probably walking distance. Further away, more toward the south, are a bunch more toward the south and toward the east. You want some more names?
No.
Okay.
The Beef and Board's, what's on their menu? What's on their menu?
Beef and Board's Dinner Theater?
Yes. When will it be open?
One second. Dinner show, Beef and Board's Dinner Theater. Let's see prices. Oh, showing right now, right? Is it today the 13th? Yeah, between October 11 and November 18. The theater part of the dinner and theater is The Man of La Mancha. A very good play. And let's see. Oh, this is a beautiful place. It's got a nice theater with maybe 250, 300 different seats, some of which are down on the floor itself. You can imagine you get to pay more. So the tickets kind of run between $40 and $60 kind of thing. And the shows are Tuesday to Saturday evenings, starting at 6, and the buffet, oh, it's done as a buffet, is at 6:30, and then the curtain is at 8. So that's on Tuesday to Saturday evenings. So if you wanted to, you could go there tonight.
Well, we have a big ball tonight. This is our night tonight. This is our night tonight. This is our big banquet night tonight. And I wish he was here so I could sell you some of these raffle tickets.
I also want to sell it to me because I'd buy the winning ticket.
Well, I wish we could sell it to you. Now, panning out onto the audience there. There's a gentleman that's over here that maybe be pointing at.
in the front row?
Yeah, I believe he is in the front row. He made a comment a minute ago about what was 40. He didn't quite understand the 40 something.
Could you ask the gentleman to hold his hand up so I can be sure I know which gentleman we're talking about?
Yeah, the gentleman that said 40 something. He doesn't want to identify himself, does he? Was it a woman that said that? That said 40? Okay, someone stand up in the front row. Have someone in. Okay. Could you describe what type of outfit or apparel she has?
A little bit far away. It's just a very dark outfit. But it's almost looking like an athletic kind of a jacket.
I can't get any closer.
Okay, this sort of thing.
Okay, I'm standing up.
Okay.
Yeah, if you could hand your camera just a little bit to the right.
I'm waving my hands.
Beautiful. I see you waving your hands. So thank you. A little bit more to the right with the camera, sir. That's beautiful. He's got like a dark colored kind of a zip up sweatshirt type thing. And then perhaps it's a green shirt.
It's a jacket, I don't know what color it is.
That's white.
Yeah, and it looks like a green kind of a button shirt. And the jacket might even have a hoodie or a big collar of sorts.
No, does he have any hair on his head?
Wait a minute.
Yes, he does. In fact, he may have a button.
So I got one more piece of demonstration, and then I want you to explain the pricing to the I have this book here. Could you tell me if I'm holding the book upright?
Yeah, if you can hold it a little bit high, that's perfect. I'm looking at page 54 of the book. I can read you the first paragraph with pins. I never told my boss how easy it was to fix that machine. He thought I was a real smart mechanic, and I just let him keep on thinking it. If you could close that, I could tell you the title of the book if you'd like.
Okay.
Tapping the Charcoal. And if you hold it up a little higher, perhaps the author is down at the bottom, a little bit higher. It says it's been off to your left a little bit with the book. Edited by Kenneth. And now your microphone is right in the way so that I keep quite rude. There we go. And if you can look a little bit to the right. Yes, thank you.
So, okay.
If it's too difficult to read, as you know, we have the ability to take a photograph through the lens, and oftentimes that's what helps me to be able to read them.
Okay, the young lady that we wanted to take a picture of, take a view of what she had on, her outfit, what she was wearing. Do me a favor, let's show them another picture. Could you take a picture of her?
Sure. Could you pan your camera just slightly to the right? Perfect. And I'm going to give you a count of three, and then I'd like that big smile to continue, because you have a big smile going. Okay, on 3, 2, 1.
Taking a picture. It looks
like a picture. She has on a polka dot, a white polka dot shirt.
Where the... Oh, what do you call that? Where the shoulders are exposed? I forget what that's called.
Cold shoulder.
Yeah. Can you tell me, can you just give me your first name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca?
Rebecca.
Rebecca?
Yeah. Or
Becca's fine. I'm sorry?
Or Becca's fine.
How do you spell Becca? B-E-C-K-A?
B-E-K-A-H.
A-H? So what I'm going to do, Becca, is I'm labeling this photograph as Becca, and I'm going to send it right to the device. just then, I just sent that picture, and it is now inside of his app, inside of his phone, and it's labeled bad.
Okay, and you should also send it to Becca, couldn't you?
Oh, I can. Let me get it right back. Okay. And if you'd like, what we could do, Becca, let me open that picture back up. And if you give me your email address, I can send that to you.
Okay. Email
address. It's
Becca,
B-E-K-A-H.
Blackburn.
Dot what?
Dot Blackburn. Period Blackburn.
B-L-A-C-K-B-U-R-N.
Yes. At gmail.com.
gmail.com. So BEKAHELACKBURN at gmail.com.
There's a period between Blackburn and Becca.
Correct.
Becca.
Correct.
Okay,
so I just sent that to your email, and I do apologize, Becca, because when I titled this picture, I put in BECKAH.
No worries.
My sincere apologies, but you did just get that picture into your email.
Thank you very much.
So you see some of the features and some of the things that you can do with this powerful tool. Now, I would like for the agent to explain how you go about getting this the glasses and the latest version. Could you talk about the latest version? I have about 4 minutes left.
Okay, you mean the Horizon glasses?
Yes.
Okay. Well, first off, to get the service itself, it's really pretty easy. It's you go to the website, and it's Aira, A-I-R-A dot I-O, I-O. And you can register for your account there. The Horizon glasses are really nice. They've got a 120-degree view straight ahead that we get to look through, and the camera is mounted directly in the center of the glasses themselves, right next to the nose bridge. So it's a really gorgeous view, and it hooks by a little cable to its own separate, like a phone device. So you charge the phone, and the glasses get their energy through the cable from the phone itself. Did you say, sir, that you wanted to hear about the pricing plans?
Yes.
Okay, let me just hold that up for a second. So there's four different base plans. The first one is called Basic, which is $89 a month and allows for 100 regular minutes. The Plus plan is $129 a month, which is 200 minutes. The Pro plan is $199, which is 400 minutes, and the premium plan is $329, which is unlimited minutes. Now, as you know, certain places, like where you are right now, is called an Aira access location, so that particular place right there's no charge for minutes, and the number of Aira access sites is increasing each week. For example, almost every reasonable-sized airport now in the United States is completely free for minutes. And it's just automatically turns on when you're inside of that zone. You all happen to be right smack in the middle of such a zone. It goes out as far as Costco to the north and a full distance to the south. So it's a pretty big zone where it's completely free.
Indianapolis Airport included in that now?
Yes, sir. Okay. Now, is there any cities that are where most of the city is powered yet?
San Diego is kind of making an effort to get completely covered. It's sort of rolling out. It's very well planned.
Now, is there any other questions of the agent prior before we disconnect?
You guys are totally 24-hour service now.
are you 24
yes,
hours service?
Started, the agent services are available 24/7, 365. That started, I'm guessing, about 6 to 8 weeks ago. I don't remember the exact date.
Yeah, I couldn't either. I know I'd seen the, I know
support,
I'd seen the email about
it. The support folks are available 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific time, 7 days a week.
I know I'd seen an email about that here a few weeks back, but I couldn't remember what it took back.
Yeah.
How much does the glasses cost? The glasses themselves, how much do they cost?
The question is, how much do the glasses cost and how do you sign up for the service?
I'm sorry?
How much do the glasses cost and how do you sign up for the service?
Oh, you sign up for the service at ira.io, A-I-R-A.io. The Austria glasses are included with the subscription. And you've asked me a question that I don't offhand know the answer for. I'm not sure if the Horizon glasses cost extra, but I can find out.
We just got ours. We haven't had to pay
anything. We haven't paid anything, so that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, the glass is considered part of the monthly subscription.
I was going to say,
but you just don't
the
own it, right?
Right.
Yeah. And what about insurance?
So once you get them,
they are insured.
Once you get them and you have a change of heart, can you send them back?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or do you get to keep them?
But they really are some very cool looking glasses, and it really doesn't make the, I mean, I just think they're really nice looking, and when I wear them, the comments that I've got about it, they say it looks real nice. I'm
yeah,
still trying to get used to the cord, though.
Yeah, getting used to the cord is the thing I have with it. And not with that, but I've had people like myself, well, when did you get some of your sight back? I haven't. I just carry my sight is in my ear where I twist what they're telling me.
You know, another thing too, people see you walking around and talking. And
yeah,
you say,
well,
who are you talking to?
Time.
You know. So, but it is a great service. A question is that the glasses, are they designed the same for male and female?
Yes, one size fits all.
One size fits all. Okay. I know I always said I wouldn't do unisex, but I guess I am, huh? So, all right. Well, I want to thank you very much. Let's give him a round of applause.
Thank you
very
much. And there's my round of
applause
for you.
And what is your sports team out in that area? Or do you have one out there?
Well, we don't have a professional baseball or professional football here. We have to kind of live off of Seattle, but we do have the Portland Trailblazers part of the NBA.
Well, I'd just like to say to you, boo. So you have a good day, and thank you very much, and thank you again for doing the service that you do for us. Thank you.
You are so welcome, and I hope all of you have a great day and a great banquet this evening.
Thank you. Okay, bye. So there's a lot of things that we can do with this IRA, and the agents, as you see, are oftentimes very friendly. And all of them know their business. I've spoken with agents all over the country, from Florida to Maine to Atlanta to Texas to New Mexico to Michigan, all over the country. And they all are very good, just as good as he is. So there it is. That's Steve Ira. Thank you very much.